So behind me is a screen of a page I just created. And what it is, it's recommendations of videos to watch the day you're quitting smoking. And there's some supplemental reading material, some articles. And I didn't want to put too much in. And right now I have about a little over 2 hours of videos there and just 4 articles. And there's plenty more that could have been put in. But I'm trying to do this in realistic terms. When I get people the first day of a clinic, I've got them for a little over two and a half hours. It depends on the group. We schedule from 7 to 9, but people just seem to stick around, and it usually just goes longer. So I was trying to do this in a way where it didn't have to tie a person down or 24 hours that they were stopping smoking, that their life wasn't over, that they can still go on and do other things that need to be done, but just give them some basic material to really start their quit. When I do the first day of the clinic, I cover 4 areas. I want people to understand why they smoke. I want them to understand why they should stop. I want them to understand how to quit smoking and how to stay off of smoking. Now, truly, the amount of time I spent on how to quit smoking and how to stay off of smoking it's probably 5 or 10 minutes of the session. It is quick. It's at the tail end of everything else, and I usually rush to get so much in that first segment of why people smoke and why they should quit. I want that material out of the way very quickly in the clinic. And in a sense, that's what I did with the videos here. The ones that I suggested are the ones focusing on why people smoke and why they should quit. There's some preliminary information about quitting itself, the technique, although again, that's a relatively simple process. It's a matter of stopping smoking. It's a matter of just not taking a puff on a cigarette, not worrying about long-term thoughts at this point, what it's going to be like weeks down the road or months down the road or years down the road. It's a matter of starting the process of getting nicotine out of your system. What people need to do to get cigarettes out of their system, again, on day one, they need to throw away all their cigarettes, whatever stashes they have. They need to throw away any nicotine replacement products they have from years of accumulation of, you know, past failed attempts where they tried this product and that product, and those products still are around. We are dealing with a nicotine addiction here. What we are going to try to do in the program that you are sitting through, if you are going through the trouble of sitting through these videos and watching them day by day, you know, in suggested sequence, it's trying to get you detoxed from nicotine. It's more than that, though. It's trying to get you to live your life as you're detoxing from nicotine. The way some people want to quit is they just kind of want to, like, pad the walls, lock the doors, and not be able to get out of their house. They're going to become prisoners not to smoke. It really isn't the way to do this. You really want to start living your life the day you stop smoking. I'm not saying you're living it well the day you quit smoking. In a sense, the day you quit smoking, lots of things can start to happen. Now, again, they may or they may not happen. It varies from person to person. But whatever it is, whatever occurs when you're quitting smoking, it's worth it. It's worth it to break free from smoking. The discomfort or the suffering that you might go through, and again, might, you might not, but the suffering you might go through from quitting smoking is nothing compared to the suffering you will go through if you don't quit smoking and something goes wrong. And there's a much higher likelihood of something big going wrong to cause a lot more suffering than the whatever discomfort you might get from quitting smoking. You really want to try to start to do things from day one. One of the things on the supplemental reading materials is a quit smoking tip sheet. It's just giving you ideas of things you can do the first day. Although I got to point out, one of the suggestions on the tip sheet is, well, avoid this and avoid this and avoid this and avoid that. Technically, I don't really want you to necessarily feel like you have to avoid those things. But really what those are saying is, be prepared that when you do these things, you're probably going to want a cigarette. I don't want you to feel you have to avoid anything. The sooner you do all the things that you're afraid of, even if it's on the day you quit smoking, the sooner you do them, the sooner you'll get over a lot of the fear and a lot of the anxiety that goes along with quitting smoking. Anyway, I can keep this short because right now I'm asking you to go and read a lot. And I'm going to put, somehow, if you come across this video before finding the video that led you to here, I'm going to put the link on to this page behind me at the end of this video. Start to go to that link and start to go through those videos. They will help you understand what's been going on all these years with your smoking, why you were doing it, why you thought you were doing it, and how those two things are different. what this product was doing to you, what this product could go on to continue to do if you don't get out of your system. You're putting in some time and you're putting some effort in this beginning. And again, it might be rough on some level. It might be. But whatever it is worth it. Some quick things I'm going to throw in here right now. Try to increase the amount of juice you take for those first 3 days. It really is probably one of the most powerful things people can do, is try to help keep your blood sugar stabilized. Because a lot of the common side effects that people get when they're first quitting smoking are blood sugar issues. And when I discuss this in the clinic, it's pretty interesting. I don't tell people why I'm telling them to go to juice. I just tell them, go to juice. It will help, and I'll say, it'll help acidify urine to get nicotine out sooner, which it does, and it will help to alleviate some of the other symptoms. I don't talk about the other symptoms. I know I'm going to see these people 24 hours later. And I always tell people, if you get symptoms that you're worried about, call me. We'll discuss it during the day. I don't talk about them in the meeting, though, because I don't want to create them in people. I don't want people getting symptoms that they wouldn't have gotten if I didn't bring it up to start with. And again, we don't want to set up self-fulfilling prophecies here. So there might be physical symptoms that you can get when you quit smoking. The juice can help a lot of those real early on common symptoms. I can't remember if I put the video in here. There's a link about just deep breathing when you're quitting smoking. This is another powerful tip you could use, just using some deep breathing exercises. Deep breathing is good in its own right as a calming technique that people who just aren't even quitting smoking, people who are learning how to do self-hypnosis, people who are trying to do relaxation exercises, yoga, they're learning how to deep breathe. And deep breathing is great. You can do it anywhere, anytime you want. It's always available to you. It has a calming effect in its own right. And not the day you quit, but when you're out for a few days or a few weeks sometimes, all of a sudden you realize you take a deeper and deeper breath and not get a tail end pain or not get a tail end wheeze. So not only are you calming yourself down just from deep breathing, but you're seeing a benefit to not smoking. And the first few days you quit smoking, you may not see benefits to not smoking. You may just see not smoking as detriments. It feels lousy. But again, those are short-term reactions. The way you feel on day one is not what you're going to feel like forever. It's what you're going to feel like for a day or two or three, and then it will start to get better. So if this is your first day, congratulations. You're taking a great step. It's a day that you will remember for the rest of your life, not because of how bad it might be, but because of how important it might be. It was a day that started you on a road that you probably wanted for a very long time and had not known how to get out of, or you just didn't believe it was possible to get out of. Anyone can quit smoking. I don't care how much they smoke. I don't care how long they smoke. I don't care how many times they've tried to quit in the past and failed over and over again. It is possible, and you can do it. It's simply a matter. Again, go through the materials. That will help support it. But when it really comes down to it, even if you don't see anything else, if you follow just one simple piece of advice, this quit will go, and it will last. And that piece of advice now is make a commitment. And no matter what happens the first few days, or what happens throughout the rest of your life, no matter what happens, stick to the commitment to never take another puff.